is so wonderful to hear your voice. TMC family, please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just thank you for this gorgeous day that you have made. Lord, we're just so grateful that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will that you have for us today. Lord, we just thank you for the wonderful blessings you've given us in this call, the Master's call, as well as in the founders of our call, our Pastor Vanessa and our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Thank you for blessing them and their family and their community into overflow, Lord. Thank you for our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, every single artist, distributor, and customer. Lord, thank you for just doing exceedingly above all that we can ask for or imagine according to your purposes working within us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every single speaker and listener on the line this morning. Thank you for opening up our spiritual ears and our spiritual minds and hearts to hear and receive what you have for us each individually as well as corporately. Lord, we thank you just for just all of your wonderful blessings, Lord. And we just pray all of this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm greeting you from Snellville, Georgia. And it was a Jesus joy to do so. Heavenly Hostess, are you there on the line this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca, and thank you so much, you and our MIT Minister in Training, Minister Gracie, for greeting the people of God this morning. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my family. On behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. This call, we are just so excited about it, is we're here every Monday through Friday morning, and we are just so delighted that you have chosen to start your day with us here on the Master's Call. We have a scripture verse, a foundational scripture verse, and that verse is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Every year, God puts on Dr. Vanessa's heart, by way of the Holy Spirit, a theme for the year, and the theme we have been standing on this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You can go there, and all the messages from the inception of this call have been archived, as well as all the bios on our speakers. Now, you've often heard us say we are not an elite group. We are not a group where you have to audition to do anything. If the Lord has put it on your heart to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Rebecca so beautifully do, or as a host, as you hear me doing right now, or even the Lord may have put a word on your heart that you want to share, a word that has been just keeping you up at night because you just know the people of God need to hear it, well, you can send your that information, like your desire to be a part, to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, as you know, we here at the TMC are a place of prayer. And so on Fridays, you can stay over a little bit longer to give us your prayer request and your praise report in real time. However, if it's any other day, any day of the week, any holiday and you have a prayer request and you want us to pray for you, you can send that request to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we are standing in agreement and in the gap for you. Now, this company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. It is now called Artist Life. And if you want to hear more about the products, about the opportunity, about anything here at Artist International, feel free to get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be happy to share everything about Artist with you, because an appointment with Artist will change your life forever. Now, the New Morning Motivational Call is held Monday through Friday directly after this call, and a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits and on the wonderful products that Artist Life has. That number is 712-770-4005, and the prompt is 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617#. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and Manager Claudette Brown will be there too to tell you more about the company and about the products and the opportunity. Well, so much for the announcements. I want to get right on over here to introduce our speaker. And our speaker for the time this morning is absolutely no stranger to this company, to the Master's Call, because she is one of our prayer warriors. She is also my home girl, and her name is Evangelist Wanda Walker. Evangelist Wanda Walker accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerron Laurie, the senior pastor of the church. She was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After her spiritual conversion in 1984, the Lord had another plan for Minister Wanda. 3 years later, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of the late Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Walker is currently a member and serves as an ordained minister. Evangelist Wanda received her ministerial license in the early 1990s. She has an anointing to preach, teach, and help hurting women who have suffered abuse. Evangelist Walker has been working in the women's ministry as the financial secretary. She is also an assistant Sunday school teacher at Monumental Faith Evangelistic Church. Evangelist Wanda has a call on her life to preach and teach the gospel of responsibility of Jesus Christ. And I am just, you know what, I was reading the wrong information. So please forgive me, charge it to my head and not my heart, because we have one of the founders of the company, the TMC, and that is our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and her soulmate, her husband, Brother Lester Patton, and they are currently residing in South Carolina. I think I got that wrong. But anyway, they're residing. So Dr. P.K. Roberts was a chaplain. She's retired from the United States Army. She is just a wonderful woman of God. She served for the Army for many, 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 many years. And she was, as I said, the chaplain there. She has her joy retreat. And, you know, the most important thing about everything is that our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton loves the Lord with all her heart. She teaches the word with clarity. And she is truly a woman who would tell you all about what you need to know in every area that you need to know it in. And she does it all in love. We love her personality. We love her just because She is herself at all times. No airs, no anything, no put on like that. So it is just my pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our co-founder, whom we love dearly, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. God bless you. I love you as well. I love you, and thank you so much for introducing us this morning. Unfortunately, Minister Wanda will not be with us, and we are going to go right on. God bless you. On last week, we talked about reasons that our prayers are not answered. And as we have been going on with our fasting and prayer series, God has really blessed us because we have so many people who have just called in with super fantastic testimonies, but we then have a few who have called in who says, I don't understand why I have gone through all of this and God has not answered me. And so my husband and I are presenting to you a word that we know comes straight from the Lord. Holy God, speak to us and speak to our hearts this morning. Bring us in here and settle us in so that we can hear clearly from you is our prayer. God, we thank you and we give you the glory for all things. You are God and above you there's none other. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I needed that just for me this morning. You see, my little sweet hearts here throbbing in my heart. They are getting ready, my grandbabies. We are getting ready to and getting them prepared so they can go back to Alaska. And you know this grandmother's heart is not too happy this morning about that. But I'm happy about so many other things. I do honor our own Pastor Vanessa. We love you and we thank God for you. And as we get ready to go on this morning, Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie and our little minister in training, we love you all too. We aren't going to rush this thing because they looked at our study last night and again this morning and said, we ain't going to finish all this morning. This is just too good. And I said, well, we don't have to eat it all in one day. Just settle it down. Settle it down. We got it. God is good. Listen, you guys, the devil's final strategy in deceiving believers is to make them doubt the faithfulness of God in answering prayer. Satan would have us believe God has shut his ears to our cry and left us to work things out all by ourselves. But we know the word of God tells us that the devil is a liar and the father of lies. And so our first reason that we gave last on Monday, and I said that God was going to give us an opportunity to work this thing some more this week. And look at God. God is just all right all by himself. I love him. The number one reason our prayers are not answered is our prayers are aborted when they are not according to God's will. When our prayers are not according to God's will, he doesn't hear us. He will not hear us. 1 John 5:14 says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. But when it's not his will, God isn't hearing us. We just out here hollering and doing nothing. And so, glory to God. We know too much about what we want and too little about what God wants for us. The second reason, our prayers can be aborted when they are designed to fulfill an inner lust. Dreams are illustrations, are illusions that we have for ourselves. If we ask and receive not because we ask amiss, that we may consume it upon our own lust. That's James 4:3. And the point that I got out of this one is, and this is just super fantastic, God in his justice is obligated to delay or deny our prayers until they are purged of all selfishness and lust. God, I thank you that you are God who sees and knows all things. You know what's in the future and what is for us right now. Guys, sin is the root of all of our problems. We need to recognize it and call it what it is. Reason number three, our prayers can be denied when we show no diligence to assist God in answering them. When we just pray and sit ourselves idly by doing nothing, lazy, and just think God is going to do everything, we need to know that that is not what's going to happen. You see, in 2 Thessalonians 3 and 10, it says that a man who won't work don't even need to eat. And also, we also know that faith without works is dead, and work without faith, you know, can just come to a halt as well. And so, you all, listen, I just want you to know that we can't blame God for not listening to your prayers if you are not listening to his call to obedience. You will end up blaspheming against God and accusing him of negligence, while all along you are the real culprit. So we just want you to know this morning that there are reasons as to why our prayers are not answered, and as to why they appear to be delayed sometimes, and they are, denied sometimes, and they ought to be. Thank God I gave you an example last week as to a prayer that I had that was denied, and I thank him today because I can see clearly now that the time has gone by. And I'm sure that some of you can do the same. And you all, as you know, I have a loving, I call him my, oh Lord, he's just my cream and my coffee and chocolate on my cake. He's a man of God who loves God and loves God's people, love the word of God. And he's going to come this morning and probably give you two other reasons. Number four and number five, the clock is going to let us know how far we're going this morning, and we're going to quit when it's time, okay? Babe, take it away.
Good morning, beautiful lady. Good morning, Minister Rebecca, and Miss Gracie to you as well. Good morning, Minister Willem, and good morning, this Dr. V, and tell Mother hello for us this morning. Good morning, TMC family. Our fourth thing that we're coming from is our prayers can be aborted by a secret grudge lodged in the hearts against another. What is this all about? Christ will not deal with anyone with a wrathful and unforgiving spirit. We are here to command to lay aside all malice, envy, and evil speaking, and as newborn babes desires the sincere milk of the word. That comes from 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. Christ will not even communicate with a ruffling, jaggling, and unforgiving person. God's laws of prayer is clear on this matter. Lift up your pure hands without wrath or doubting. That's 1 Timothy 2 and 8. But not forgiving the sins, committed against us, we make it impossible for God to forgive and bless us. He instructs us to pray, forgive us as we forgive others. Is there a grudge soldering in your heart against another? Don't look upon it as something you have a right to indulge in. God takes such things more seriously. All the wrangling and disputing among Christian brothers and sisters must grieve his heart more than all the sins of the ungodly.
Babe, let me say something right there.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have our grandbabies here,
mm-hmm.
and when they are laughing and playing and enjoying each other, it just makes the house just feel so good,
mm-hmm.
and we just lie here and smile. But when they start fussing and fighting, we can hear their voices change.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both get like, what in the world? I can imagine that is the way God feels when we in the church and we here in the body of Christ start fussing and fighting and holding grudges and, oh, Lord, some of the hardest grudges to get out of the hearts of God's people. Those are between a sibling, sisters and brothers, go down through the years, fussing and fighting and falling out over an old house and a piece of land down there deep in the South where their parents have worked hard, went on to be with the Lord, and thought they was leaving an inheritance, and they here fussing and fighting about it. I'm telling you, I really can feel the heart. God has allowed me to feel his heart even better being here with these grandbabies over this past a month or so. And so I'm just telling you that it's no wonder our prayers are hindered. We have become so obsessed with our own hurt feelings and so concerned about our mistreatment from others that we just get into a state of unforgiveness, and God can't bless unforgiveness. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
There is also a
malignant
mistrust rising up in religious circles.
Yes.
Jealousy, uncharitable, bitterness, and a spirit of revenge, all in God's name. We should not wonder if God shut the very gates of heaven on us until we learn to love and forgive. Yes, even those who have hurt us the most. It says, get this, Jonah, off your ship, and the storm will settle. Another reason, reason number five, our prayers can be aborted by not expecting much to come of them. Ye of little faith. He who expects little from prayers will not have much power and authority in prayer. When we question the power of prayer, we lose it. The devil is trying to rob us of hope by making it appear that prayer itself is no longer effective. How clever is Satan as he tries to deceive us with lies and unnecessary fears. When Isaac was brought the false news that Joseph had been killed, it sickened him to despair, even though it was a lie.
Will you say that again?
When Isaac was brought the false news that Joseph had been killed, it sickened him to despair, even though it was a lie.
Now, you know what? Satan comes and brings lies to us
mm-hmm.
in the form of news that will absolutely make us go into a state of depression, just go under the covers, because we just don't want to hear that. I'm telling you, we need to know the voice of God. We need to be so in tune with him so that we can hear and know Satan when he comes. I can hear Pastor Vanessa just as well saying, now, you know that sound just like the devil. That's a lie. That ain't true. That ain't true. And sure enough, it'll come back out being a lie, not being true. They ain't telling the truth. They ain't telling the truth. And then God has put a little bell down on the inside of me that says when people come, or when a lie comes, the Lord has said, liar, liar, pants on fire. Don't believe that. But if you are not prayed up, if you're not fasted up, if you are not in the place where God can speak to you down in your spirit, hallelujah, bless the name of God. I feel the presence of God this morning. Glory to God. We need to know that the devil is a deceiver, and that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he comes to absolutely rob us as God's children of every good thing that God has for us. Baby, let's just count. We got to bring this on in. We got to bring this
yes,
in.
It does. Unbelieving fears rob the believers of joy
yes.
and confidence in God. God does not hear all the prayers. He hears only believing prayers. Prayer is the only weapon we have against all the fiery darkness of the enemy. That weapon must be used in great confidence, or else we have no other defense against Satan's lies. God's reputation is at stake. Our lack of patience is proof enough we don't expect much from prayer. We leave the secret closet of prayer ready to go on muddling our way through. And we would even be shocked if God did hear. We think God has not heard us because we see no evidence of an answer.
Wait just a minute. You're meaning to tell me that if we don't see what we ask God for, we say God has not answered, not understanding that the Bible gives us over in Daniel, where God had answered the prayer, but the enemy had prevented the angel from bringing the answer on down to Daniel. You remember that story?
I remember that.
And so for 21 days, the angel wrestled trying to get the answer to Daniel. So we need to know that it doesn't mean because we don't see it that God hasn't answered it. Good God, I feel like shouting right now. But we need to know that God is God. The prayer may be delayed. It may be coming a little later. It may not be coming at all, but we still need to praise and magnify God because God is God. Baby, we got to stop.
But let me tell you this one thing, though. But of this, you can be sure the longer a prayer is delayed, the more perfect it will come forth at last. Yes. But also, listen at this last part I'm going to give you here. Also, the deeper the silence, the louder the answer.
Now, that's a good one. That's a good one. I love it. All righty. You all, we got to get out of here. Minister Willard, you got to come and take this thing away, girl, because we're running on down this track.
I see y'all just having church right alongside one another. We'll pray. What a wonderful word. And we will be, I'll get you both back for our benediction after we go to the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, we come to you this morning. We are just so thankful for the word this morning, for remembering us why our prayers are not answered. Father, because, you know, we can't have grudges against people, and we have to be diligent, Lord. We have to press forward when we pray. And Lord, we have to go and pray, Lord, so that we with expectation, because we know, oh God, that prayer is the answer, but oh my God, faith unlocks the door. So we thank you for Minister Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Brother Lester for bringing us the remembrance of their word. Oh God, continue to bless their union, that they would do mighty works for the kingdom of God together for you. Oh Lord, continue to let them enjoy the times they have left with the grandchildren, and that the grandchildren, oh God, and her daughter, and will have a safe trip back to Alaska in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the prayers that you have already answered. Father, we thank you for being with those in whom we have been praying for, Lord, for those, Father God, who are experiencing bereavement during this time. Minister Kai's father, Andrew Brown, Lord, we continue to lift him up to you. We continue, oh God, to ask that you will bless and comfort the hearts of the Brumfield family, Lord, as well as the Grace family, Father, and everyone else, Father, who's on our prayer list, on our minds, oh God, who is experiencing some bereavement, Lord. We lift them up. Father, we thank you that you have already healed and touched hearts and touched bodies in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to thank you and praise you, oh Lord, for going with our children as they go back to school, Lord, by being with the teachers, the administrators, Lord, and each and every child for safety to overtake them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for being with Aunt Rosalind Peters, Lord, Peters' family, Lord, whose uncle, Thurman Witherspoon, went home to be with the Lord. God, you are a comforter like no other. We lift up our dear mother, Josie. We ask you continue to bless her. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, oh God, and just how you have ordered her footsteps in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Oliver, who gets on the phone with us for this call. Father, just do a blessing over our entire TMC family and their families. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go and hear the playback of the message from this morning delivered by Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and her husband, Brother Lester. Oh, just love how they minister together. And you can hear the playback by going to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, the New Morning Motivational Call is immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. And again, our Claudette Brown. The manager, Claudette Brown, will be talking about testimony of Thursday. Again, Minister Rebecca and our minister in training, Minister Gracie, thank you so much for greeting the people of God this morning and opening us up in prayer. TMC family, thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And as I say, from my heart to yours, you know I just love me some you. Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, thank you for that on-time word, and Minister Brother Lester as well. Will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you. Oh, holy God, as we leave this call today, we leave not your presence, not your anointing. Go with us. Keep us as only you can in Jesus' name, completely connected with you, understanding that you are an on-time God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life today, my friends. Bye-bye.